The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
How was Sarath reacting to being so close to the city? Or Sarath, village, or whatever this thing is?
Sarath is staring dumbstruck, just in awe of this place.
You know what you're looking for?
I want to find the Sovereigns.
The Sovereigns? What's that?
I stool named them Basidia and Philo.
All right, the two crazies that tried to drag you in.
No. Basidia and Philo are good people.
Have we heard those names before? I don't feel like we've heard those names before.
Stool or Rumpadump 1 just said them.
Oh, fair.
They're the rulers here. And, the biggest, strongest fungus gets put in charge.
And what's the business? I mean, what do you want from them?
I want to come here and seek shelter. I'm not looking to leave.
Oh, I see.
I'm sure as shit not going back to Men's Branson.
Yeah, but neither are we?
Well, I've got a price on my head there.
I told you we, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah, you probably do.
Just believe it or not, you're one and the same, aren't we?
Not according to that one. He points at Kira.
All right, but she's got an agenda. I suppose we all do. She's got an agenda. You want to stay here? We want to go home.
You're more than welcome to go. I'm good here.
Of all the bourbon that's in those cupcakes, I still have almost an entire full bottle. Didn't take that much out of it.
You hear that, Emily? You didn't put enough bourbon.
Next time we want thermoses.
If you could just do the mix, right, with the raw egg and the bourbon, yeah. And then just pour that in a cup.
Just, no, you got like a quart Ziploc. I need to snip the quarter
just
off
shotgun
the end
it. It'd be like licking the spoon with bourbon.
Next time we'll make sure she makes extra icing. You guys get a cup of icing.
No, not the icing. The batter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially before it's baked like that. Ooh.
Maybe she really, like, sadistically hates the show and wants to murder all of us, and she's doing it with sweets and booze. Because that's really bad for at least four of the five of us here.
Why is it not bad for all of us?
I'm just assuming he doesn't have... Who here has been told by a doctor that they need to have dietary restrictions? I'm assuming Lucas is the only one out of five that hasn't been told.
They might have told him to eat extra.
My cholesterol was slightly high. Slightly.
Shut up, Lucas.
So are we going in?
Eventually I'll be home.
Yeah, no, I mean, unless you want, like, set Sarath loose, let Rumpadump and Stool take point, and let's see what happens when we enter. I'm just having flashbacks of goddamn, what was it?
Fish City?
Yeah, Fish City.
Okay.
I kneel down to Stool.
Yes.
Put a hand on his shoulder and say.
He doesn't have a shoulder.
He's got hands. Yes, he has shoulders.
Yeah.
You just need to put a finger on her shoulder.
I just like imagining that he's like literally a mushroom. Like he's got two little legs and is just a stalk and a cap.
Nah, he's got
arms. I don't care what it shows in the book for Mike and it's that's what Stool is.
I say
that is a taller version of Stool.
Nope, don't accept.
Don't accept it.
Say no matter what happens in here, it's been good having you on my back. I'm gonna miss you.
He leans in and says, "Your princess is in another castle." Waiting 10 months. No,
Stool leans in and hugs you and says, "If you die, I will still try and make you into one of our servants."
Yeah, sure. Whatever you say.
He gives you a special poof.
This means we're married now. Our souls are combined.
So as well as the blue skin, you now have a raging heart on.
For the rest of your life.
Blue balls.
Okay, so here is what you guys see. This is the riverbed that you guys have been traveling down.
Yep.
It opens up into this cavern.
God damn it.
Stool directs you around this way around the lake.
Okay.
Does the water look still?
Generally still. There are trickles of water coming in from various places.
Okay. So other things are feeding into there?
Yeah. A lot of the ground is fairly soggy, very swamp-like. Let me pale cream and beige stalks grow thick and tall, resembling a surface world forest. Fungi grow in profusion everywhere, and it's hard to find anything resembling a path between them. The giant caps of zirkwood mushrooms obscure your view of the cavern's ceiling, but luminescent fungi there give off a shimmering aura. With each step taken on the soggy ground, a rank scent of decay rises around you.
Does it appear that they use these like you would forests? Like, do these appear to be harvested? Are things taken from them? Are there chunks out of them? Do they appear to be felled in any way? Anything like that?
Yes.
Tapped for syrup or some such?
You can find some that have been cut down. Stool told you about the mounds. There's a builder's mound. They use zirkwood for building.
Gotcha.
I mean, we may not have homes the way you right. guys know homes, but we have homes.
Yeah.
We live here. We don't just live out in the open.
I mean, right. No. Obviously, I'm just curious as to what, like, it's completely foreign. The types of industry, the way that they use their resources and materials. So.
We use everything. I mean, even the cast off dead things.
All parts of the whale.
Yes.
Got it. Just making sure.
Yep.
So theoretically, we ought to be walking into or see signs of, like...
Make a perception check.
All right. That seems like a good answer to questions about all of you. Seeing things. That's a big old 10.
21.
17.
23.
Well, three of you heard grunts. Occasionally a kind of a meaty thunk.
Like boar-like grunts, troll-like grunts.
As if someone is chopping something down.
No. This sounds bestial. This sounds not like any beast you've seen.
Okay.
I knock an arrow.
You probably shoot better than he does, too.
Only if he spends 11 side points. You know that there is something ahead of you.
I only
spend
5 at a time.
Sorry.
You what know, we're saying is more important.
I apologize, Jeff.
At this point, you know that there is something ahead of you that isn't in sight yet. Are you running up to it? Are you just meandering up like you have been? Are you sneaking up? What are you doing?
Immerse me. Is there a puddle next to me making little ripples? Like Jurassic Park?
No. The grunts do not sound like they're from a big creature. You rolled high enough to know that.
I would just continue walking.
I'm walking forward because I have no idea that it's there. I'm not changing what I'm
true.
Doing.
At a regular pace.
I'm letting her.
You will come around a bend and you can see two... I always describe them as pig dogs.
Good bear pig.
Pig dogs.
Yeah. Attacking a drow and a quaggoth.
Like a pug?
Give me your description
it's
again.
A pig dog.
Pig dog.
Am
pig
I dog. Wrong?
Like a pug?
No, a pog.
A disc?
People are enjoying your picture, by the way, Jeff. I know, those are the fucking things from Ghostbusters.
Yep.
Not large creatures. Smaller than you guys.
But there is no Dana, only Zool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man, who brought the dog?
But they would be classified as medium.
No, they would be classified as small.
Okay.
There's only two of them?
There's two of them.
And they're drowning... A quaggoth?
No,
they're attacking.
They're trying to attack a drow and a quaggoth.
Everyone just whistles.
Does the quaggoth or the drow look familiar?
No.
I'm whistling at them.
No, Darendil and Sarath are still with you.
That doesn't mean anything in this game.
Okay. You're whistling at them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dogs.
Roll for initiative.
Well, that worked out well, Matt.
19.
First roll in double digits so far. All right. Things are looking up for old Gil.
Matt.
19.
19. Troy.
12.
13.
Cody. Lucas.
Modified 20.
Okay.
You guys got any big New Year's plans? Why is he getting the shit ready?
No.
No idea.
So one of the things, since you knocked on the table, that Ian has talked about to me, which I think would be very cool, is if we sometime we want to spend, I think they're about $150, we could mic the table so that the rolls thumped. And I was mentioning this to Schroeder at work, and Schroeder looked at me and he said, "Oh my God, what will that do for farts?" And I was like, "Oh, was it you?" I was like, "Yeah, it probably would pick up the rumble of farts too."
Why would we do that?
It wasn't intended for the farts, but now
no,
that it
no,
could,
what I mean.
We need to get you one of them
just
old
to
man
give you a
grabbers.
Nice, just to make a nice crisp clackety clack clack, so that then when you drop it, you would get that nice clean crisp. You wouldn't get the impact noise. You'd get the impact, not the clackety clack.
Hey, what's that thing to grab? What's that thing to grab the chips at the Baccarat table? We need to get him one for fights.
I have no idea.
It's like it looks like a pool snooker.
Yeah.
We need to get him that and an old man grabber.
Oh.
I said that? Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did. You did.
I didn't.
Sure.
He's got a Healy thing now.
You want some potions?
Let me squeeze in here one more time.
It's only when I get here. Just going to get past you there.
One and six, I believe, are the Quaggoth and the Drow.
Yeah, paint those
right
numbers.
Now, they're off to the side. Are you...
Can we...
Point to one and six for me.
I just did.
Yes, and there are two Dretches attacking them.
I thought they were Pogs.
Whatever.
No, Pogs, those little discs things you try to hit with a thing in magenta.
I love that game.
We're making old references.
You said
because that's next not 90% of our show.
You'll be yeah, that was the joke.
Let's get some slap rap and some Big League Chew, motherfucker.
Oh my God. I love Big League Chew.
It's pretty good.
Still get it at, I get it at Rocket Fizz.
I bet one? You can get Charleston Chews there.
They Ooh. Do. That's where I got you Charleston Chews before.
It's the only store in Indiana.
No.
Lucas.
It's the only place I've ever seen strawberry ones.
Lucas.
Yes.
You are technically first in initiative order. These guys aren't...
They don't know we're there.
Matt whistled. I'm pretty
Matt
sure they realized
Matt
signaled.
We're there.
Yeah, he whistled.
Yeah.
Hey, fight. Hey, fight.
Yeah, fight me. Fight me.
Hey, look over here. Hey. Forgo sneak attack. Look at me.
Since I can call back Lion-O.
Since I can throw two, I'll throw two. I'll just blast one of each.
Okay.
There are four things on the table. What do you mean by one of each?
Oh, the dogs. We're attacking the dogs, right? Not the people?
I don't know. We're in initiative.
What are you attacking?
We'll attack the dogs first. See what happens. One's an 18 on the die. One's a 5 on the die.
This is when you find out that this is Stool's childhood pet.
I do want to point out that...
So there's a 13 hit.
We were enslaved by Drow and Quaggoths earlier in this campaign.
You say, if anything, I might shoot the Drow.
13?
Does a 13 hit?
A 13 does hit.
Okay, then the 18 also hit. So I hit with both. So I can't read the numbers. They're too light.
It's 4 and 5.
So 4.
Can we make the things that we're attacking both even and the other two?
Sorry, it's
both
a D10.
No.
10 damage to 4.
Okay.
That's seven. A 7.
12 damage to 5. Is it 5?
Okay. Matt.
Which one did you hit?
Both. Both of the dogs.
Both the dogs. I'm going to shoot a little guiding bolt at doggy number 4 there. So, let's see here. Does a 14 hit?
A 14 does hit.
Okay. 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 hit points.
Hey, Schroeder, while you're editing this, let me know how that sound is as far as dice hitting the table. It's really the first time we're going to have a group of it.
14.
14 points to 4 or 5? Which one?
4.
4.
And it has advantage on the next hit.
Well, it doesn't really matter because you throw this wad of holy energy at this thing and it just ignites. There is very little left of it.
Okay, overkill.
Make me a religion check.
The undead?
They're servants of Zul.
I mean, 8.
Okay.
Last time I checked, Zul and God not on speaking terms, Lucas.
Cody.
I'm just going to move up 30 feet and take a defensive stance because I have no idea what the is going on and I'm just going to start throwing things.
Okay. Troy.
So you're dodging then?
No, I'm taking my defensive stance, which means if they come at me, I can poke the shit out of them and stop their movement.
Right. Sorry.
But you still have an action, which could be dodge.
Yes,
defensive,
that's true.
Defensive
stance
bonus.
Is a bonus action. So theoretically, yes, I could also dodge
there
and
you
improve
go.
My AC. It's a good call.
Does not improve your AC. Gives them disadvantage to hit you.
Fucking game. Yes, you're correct.
Don't hit the other dogs. I want to hit it with Sacred Flame and see if it ignites.
Because it's an evil servant of the devil? Yes.
Troy, go.
Intelligence save, please.
Intelligence save.
For which one? The Quaggoth, the dog,
for or number
the
drow? Five.
That's Rick Moranis, by the way.
Six.
That's a fail. So.
Okay, how many Zool jokes we got to make?
Oh, yeah.
For 4 points of psychic damage.
Okay. Still up. At that point.
I'm about 20 feet in front of them, 25 feet. Do we need to get a webcam and hold it above so you can see?
No, we need one of the mirrors that for ladies that want to see when they give birth.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just hinge it.
You mean an angled mirror.
That.
Like how all, your best way to describe an angled mirror was a...
The last time I saw an angled mirror was when Joe was coming out.
The dretch that's left turns stupidly to look at you guys and turns and runs at Kira.
Opportunity attack.
The drow and Quaggoth, no, they probably wouldn't.
Okay, so I'm going to hit it when it gets within my reach then.
Right.
With my defensive stance. Try to anyway. I'm going to assume a 23 hits.
A 23 does hit.
For a total of 7 damage, and I stop at 10 feet away from me.
How much damage?
What'd I just say? 7? I think I said 7.
You take the head clean off of it. At about the same time, you guys hear a noise above you in the mushrooms. You've heard it before. Rapid beating of wings. And an insectile half-man, half-fly thing comes soaring down.
Rick Moranis.
Help me.
Everybody who is still in that back group.
I'm waiting for a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids moment in here, too. I'm trying to get Rick Moranis jokes in.
You good?
Schwartz is as big as mine. Okay, continue.
Everybody back there needs to make me a constitution save.
3 in the back.
Or how close are you to that group?
30 feet.
Yeah, 30 feet.
30 feet? Then, yeah, you need to as well.
Oh,
sorry, you said constitution.
Wait, do we see these things coming out, and then we need the con save?
No, as soon as that droning starts, you guys are...
Am I close?
Before it even gets down to you, you were affected by it.
It's right. Probably some sort of, like, fear shit.
Yeah, it happened before.
19?
Hang on, I'm trying to find...
You told us to roll, so we rolled.
Doesn't need a side table, it needs to organize his shit. So yes, if it casts fear 30 feet, then I'm, or whatever it's called in this goddamn version, yes, I'm within it.
Oddly enough, it's not fear.
Okay. Madness, whatever the bullshit is. You said
pants.
What did everybody get on their con saves?
19.
Well, we tried to tell you, but you were a dick. 14?
Troy.
16.
14.
19.
19. You all pass. You see Sereth, Stool, Rumpadump, and Fargus go down. They drop.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, really?
Yes,
like,
really.
Not pants-shitting fear or terror or dragon-esque. It's like, they just like...
They drop unconscious.
They just code like, beep.
How high up in the air is this thing?
I like that you said they code like and then did the beep.
It's coming down within reach. Because it's going to take an attack at one of you. Who's standing there? Morik, LNL, and...
You got everybody but Mesus.
Morik is 1 and 2. Troy, or LNL, is 3 and 4. Nexus is 5 and 6. Morik.
Okay.
23 to hit. That. What is your AC now?
19.
19. Okay.
In fairness of everybody here, you do have an ability to increase your AC.
And I did. To 19. Oh, you mean with shield.
Yeah.
Shield!
It would still hit you because it's plus 4, right?
No, shield's plus 5.
Is it plus 5?
Yeah.
Okay. If it's plus 5, then you can shield it.
Reaction. Shield.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
roll a d20. I crit failed my d20.
What's the d20 for?
Thayer's Rest. Magic.
No, we're not.
No, you're not
we're
in
not.
Thayer's Rest.
Oh, okay.
Damn, you hit a 20 on it?
I hit a 1.
Oh. Okay, as this thing comes flying in, you throw up a shield of energy, and it bounces off. You lucky shit.
Let's keep in mind, it just swung a 23 at Matt, so...
Yeah, let's put it down right now.
And it flies off again, because it still had movement left.
If he was within reach, then we get op attacks.
Yes. Bitch. Because it was at three of us.
You said he came down within reach to attack, right?
Yeah, but if it's a large creature, if it reaches 10 feet, then you guys wouldn't be able to reach it. It depends on how close it
came. Let me see what the reach is. Reach is 5 feet.
Okay, so yes, they would all three get op attacks.
Okay.
17.
23.
What weapon are you using?
Warhammer.
I have a spear. I was just going to stab at it. I've been carrying a spear this whole time. I've never used it.
Okay. What'd you get?
23.
23 will hit. 5.
It's 10, so it's probably going to miss.
Nope.
That was four.
That was the sound of Lucas kicking the mic stand into his own goddamn
seven.
Face.
His wheel
seven
hit
damage.
The thing.
Seven damage. Troy, what did you swing?
This,
the wheel hit this.
Because the sword wasn't lit.
As a bonus action.
You don't get a bonus action.
Not an attack. Oh, well, fuck you. I don't get a bonus action?
Not on
no,
an opportunity
just a, it's
attack.
Just an opportunity attack.
Okay. Just with a short sword.
Okay.
Crap.
Five.
Okay. It flies off again.
Did you do damage?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
I rolled it, sorry.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Okay. It banks around. It looks like it'll come around for another pass.
Okay, who's next?
It would go back to Lucas.
How far away did it get?
It looked like it moved about 40 feet.
If it were a game of numbers.
How much fucking movement does this thing have?
You get some nasty motherfuckers. I mean, fly speed of 80, 90 feet is not unheard of. So for it to dive bomb us from 50
that's
feet up
saying,
and then bounce back up 40 feet, that's
come
entirely
in
possible.
And then get 40 feet away.
Now with Sentinel, I can stop it when it comes in.
You could also throw a lion at it.
Can you make a wisdom saving throw?
Wisdom save?
DC is 16.
Can you psi missile?
No.
I rolled a 14 and a 16 with advantage.
So does that, do you...
16, since he's got advantage.
Yep.
So that you win?
Yep.
Okay.
That means
anything else?
It's...
No.
Matt?
I will move.
Move where?
I mean, I'd hate to show it off, but it's probably demon-y and rough. Go ahead. You're fine. It's your turn.
Don't separate yourself from the pack.
Well, if he's hitting all of us with one thing, why would I not separate myself?
Just carry you off to the nest.
Fine. I'll stay.
Don't
worry about it.
Throwing it out there.
Don't worry about it.
I watched. Remember Benji the Hunted from the one lion got yanked out of the nest. That scarred me for life.
Go ahead.
Matt.
Can I see it?
You can still see it.
Guiding bolt.
More than likely it would have cover. At this point it would be weaving in and out of fungus.
Can you do anything to, like, evil things?
Nah. I chose to stay in my...
I thought you had, like, a turn undead thing.
It's gotta be undead.
Yeah.
It's not undead,
that's
yeah.
Fair.
I would rather, like... smite the holy smiter.
I mean,
sacred
flame is probably your only thing.
Guiding bolt would work.
Well, yeah. Is that a spell or a cantrip?
Spell.
It's a first level spell.
All right.
Yeah, 11's not going to hit.
No, it's not.
Okay. Swing.
Shot goes wide. Movement bonus.
I'm just keeping myself facing it.
Cody.
Dodge and defensive stance.
Okay.
I can hit it before it hits us, though, theoretically, if I can roll well enough.
Okay. Troy?
I'm just protecting us in a vertical tunnel now.
Well, that's true.
Chimney fighter.
Aren't all holes a vertical tunnel? Chimney fighter.
I'm going to, as a bonus action, pop the light sword and ready in my action that if it attacks us, I'll swing at it.
Okay. It's going to come back in.
Okay.
That would be Lucas.
It's
coming within range and he gets to hit.
It depends on how you draw the 3D box. You could theoretically attack Lucas without me being able to protect Lucas. It depends on how it flies inward.
It's a sticky wicket.
Lucas is far enough away that if you fly from what
Lucas
we...
is far enough away that...
I can't could... protect him if he comes from what we would consider the north.
To be fair, I moved my character when I shouldn't have.
Yeah, he was supposed to push it back.
Should have been there.
Because the baby lion, Benji.
It's when it enters your reach, right?
Yes.
Not that it would know that, but yeah.
Well, so no, I'm saying.
If it flies from the north, even if you're there.
You would still get one.
I would still hit one and it would stop it, but it could still hit Lucas.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's what it's going to do.
It really depends on if it's like, how high is it up off the ground? Where does it go?
Yes.
So it's going there. Then
yep.
Yes.
It's in your reach.
Absolutely it is.
Do I get my ready to action?
Not in your range yet.
It hasn't attacked yet, so.
Oh.
It wouldn't be until it attacks, because that's what you said.
It's true.
Is a 15 hit, Jeff?
15 does not hit.
Okay, it can do what it wants.
23 again.
Yeah, it's hit.
Yep.
I can use my reaction to make another attack on it, though.
Yes, I know you can.
Okay, I'll let you do your thing, but then I'm going to use my reaction because I want to try and... If I hit it, it sticks there because of Sentinel.
Yeah.
So I want to try and hit it again, but go ahead and smack Lucas in the face first.
Well, since it lands a shot, it impacts Lucas and it buries its needle nose in him. And it's latched on.
Oh, okay, so it's not going anywhere anyway.
It's not going anywhere.
Okay. Does its belly start to swell with Lucas's blood?
You take 14 points damage from the
impact.
From being impaled by this thing.
Wait, are these the things from Horde of the Dragon Queen?
No.
No. Okay. No. Those mosquito cat
yeah.
things. Yeah.
Sturges.
On top of that.
Yeah, yeah, no. This is the blood sucky bit.
You take...
Oh, shit. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's not even... You're a bad friend.
22 points from blood
exsanguination.
I'm at 16.
Okay.
God for the Healy Ring.
Can I now use my reaction against it?
You can.
Thank you.
And Troy will get his attack after that.
It's a critical failure. I rolled a 1. Don't let him cherry pick now that he's got him behind his screen.
I picked it up so that you guys could see it.
Motherfuckers organized them over there. Thanks, Nord Games.
Make a strength or dex saving throw.
We'll go with strength. That's a 23.
Okay. On a failed save, take the weapon's normal damage, and the target of this attack may make an attack of opportunity against you with advantage.
So none of that happens.
I'm tempted to say the attack of opportunity does, but...
Specifies on fail, right?
Is it grappled with him?
Technically, if it's stuck on me, probably.
Yeah, his nose is still in that one.
Unless the nose pushes through Lucas's chest and hits me on the other side, I would feel a little sad, but I get what you're saying.
That would actually be pretty badass.
No, 100% badass.
Like, the picture in my head is really cool. It
separates it. It's not a straight sentence. It's separated.
Then swing at me, asshole. Bring it.
Okay.
He can't kill me outright, probably.
Jeff rolled a 1. Can't triple stamp a double stamp, Lloyd.
Swap places with the target and make a DC 12 dexterity saving throw. On a failed save, fall prone.
So it's prone now?
Well, we'll find out here in a second.
Is the nose still in you? Because then do you fall on top of it?
I don't know.
No, it would have ripped free.
Okay.
Take another 37 points from the barbs. No, I'm joking.
I hurt for you with that. I told you he's not a good friend.
I know.
Oh, man.
Let's invite Jeff to be on the podcast. He's the cool guy.
It's your fault.
He got a 16 on the dex save, so
like
he's
Jeff
not
more than almost everybody else at this table.
So what's the swap?
My dog's
places
down
thing?
There too.
Does he have to swap places with Cody?
He will swap places with Kira.
Okay.
Hey guys.
Kira's like, how the fuck did I get over here? What happened?
I like the idea that we both swung at each other and missed and like just rolled over each other.
Yep.
Although I put him right there, please kill him since apparently I can't.
You're
gonna
get into the attack now, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, he's sitting right there.
It's a 15, so 22 hit.
22 does hit.
With a holy sword of light.
10 plus 2, 12, 16 points of damage.
16 points.
Radiant damage.
Radiant damage.
Yes.
That's the difference.
16, 23.
Smite the holy smiter.
Okay. That was still my turn, so it is now Lucas's turn.
Oh, neat.
My son got a new pillow. What's it called? A pillow pal?
Oh.
Pillow pet. It like does little...
I watched that the other night.
It does like stars on the ceiling or whatever. Okay. So she's got a picture of him face first on top of him. There's just stars all over the ceiling.
Oh, you can't see the light coming out of his ears? What you doing, Lucas?
Joe has one that's the Death Star.
Oh, nice.
You got for Christmas this year is a humidifier. It's R2-D2.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty bitchin'.
It's kind of cool.
Man, hurt it, Lucas.
So he's right in front of me, right?
He is right in front of me.
Cool. So I'll use a bonus action to cast a spell. Keep losing my pencil, too.
What the f***?
I know.
It's
a vanishing table. To cast Shadow Blade. So I get a Shadow Blade, and then I will swing at it.
Okay.
You guys get a sword fight? Do both your swords stop working? You have to throw the hilts at each other?
What's going on?
He's using a shadow sword.
Oh.
So, like, you see Troy hit it, and it's like, it's super effective, and it drains half of its health. Lucas hits it, it's like, not very effective, and it, like, doubles the health.
Strange question, but are we in dim light?
You are in dim light.
Then I make the attack roll with
advantage. Oh, wait, no, you're in sunlight.
Oh, because of him. Fair.
Thank you, Cody.
You're welcome. I'm going to say, the guy holding the fucking flaming sword would beg to differ with your dim light suggestion.
It's not a flaming sword, it's a fucking lightsaber.
It's a flaming sword.
I don't know. I watched Star Wars, and when they had their lightsabers out, it didn't make the area, you know, like, daylight.
That's because they weren't magic.
But then when I think about Game of Thrones, and the guy's got the flaming sword.
No. 14's not going to hit.
Nope.
Okay. Well, boom, I got a sword boom, in my boom. Hand.
Okay.
I'm going to bonus action a D6 to myself.
You already used your bonus action.
I did. Wait, is it a bonus action or just a thing?
No, they're both bonus actions.
Yeah. All right.
You know, yeah. I really hate the idea of recording this with video, but sometimes I would love to get Jeff's facial expressions because it's like he knew what was going to happen. He was just looking at you side-eyed like, you're using your bonus action. You're going to want to heal yourself. Nope. Okay. All right. Yep.
Got Matt.
Yes.
It's your turn.
Can I use a leveled spell as a bonus action if I use a cantrip for my regular action?
Yes.
Okay. Dex save from the flying mosquito monster.
Rick Moranis.
He's prone, isn't he? So shouldn't it be disadvantaged?
He's no.
He's not prone. Okay. Just swap.
16.
16. It's a spell save DC of 16.
He made it.
He made it. Okay. And then healing word on this guy. So cool. 1d4 plus my spellcasting modifier.
And I get to use a hit die because of my ring.
I know. That's why I'm doing it.
You can use all the hit die you want.
Yeah, 5. You got plenty.
Only takes you spellcasting modifier? 3 Wisdom? Days, 4 yes. days to get them all back.
Max 9.
Okay.
Hit back points back to you.
What's your con?
Huh?
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Typically, yeah.
So
9 and 6 is 15 plus your con.
So that's plus 3 more. So 18. That's 18 and 16. Anyone?
Nope.
34.
18 damn and it, 16.
Man. He'll never learn.
He's at 16.
I started at 16.
He's grilling bourbon I see. Cupcakes. I'm sorry. I'll math with him all night.
I can use as many as I want, right?
My brain is for sale.
It's up to you.
Isn't that what you said?
Sure.
Cool. Plus 10 more puts me at 44.
You're activating Jeff's trap card.
Cool.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He was too flippant.
Got
flippant Jeff is a bad Jeff. Because flippant I know, Jeff is a bad prank.
I should know exactly what this ring does. I slept you? With it. I should.
You should, unless it's cursed, which is what that motherfucker would do to you.
I don't know. Just try to kill the fucking thing.
Who's next?
Make him drink it.
Oh, yeah, you did do your bonus. Cody, you're up.
Okay, let's see if I can hit him.
Please. Yeah, I'm good.
We'll do an attack with the glaive. A 23 hopefully hits.
23 does hit.
Finally.
That's 12 damage. Hold on. Do I want to do a thing?
I feel like we should mid-wax.
Does anybody want to move session. Out of melee range, Lucas?
Yes, please.
That's kind of what I thought.
I don't have to go very far. Just get me off
yeah,
the,
just
off
making
the
sure I can do it.
Like behind you. Fiver? Guys. Yeah.
You can move up to half your speed, and I roll an extra D8 on that. So that's an extra 2 damage, Jeff.
Okay.
I'll use my extra attack. That's another crit 1, if you like.
Of course I would.
Once it's reach. That's what I was thinking.
Took it out of
I want to stay within 10 feet of him.
Okay. Your next 2 attacks deal minimum damage.
Okay.
On to Troy.
I still have a bonus action.
Sorry.
Defensive stance.
Okay.
I'm going to hit it with the sword again.
Okay. Make a perception check.
Ooh. 9.
Okay. Make your attack.
16.
16 will hit because it's not flying.
Have we noticed anything from Tweedledee and Tweedledum over here? Out of periphery?
The perception check?
21 points of damage.
21 points of damage.
And bonus action, I'll give myself a tough hide.
It's radiant, correct?
It is radiant.
It's glorious. Might be important with a demon.
I see blue.
That's me.
Glorious.
I'm blue.
W-D-W-D.
I've been playing Total Eclipse of the Heart by the Dan Band all week for no reason.
By the Dan.
Yeah.
Nice. For no reason. Just felt like it.
Yeah, no, like, it's like I get a musical craving.
It is pissed that it missed Kira.
Well, fuck me.
What?
Nothing. I don't want you swing at me. Everything works if you don't swing at me.
It just went tumbling with you and everything like that.
He'll tumble for you. He'll tumble.
Bring it, motherfucker.
If he wasn't surrounded, he would have gone after the celestial that he just got a bite of.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. The hell am I looking at?
I feel like you're going to permanently lose.
Plus five, that's an 18.
Huh?
18.
Yep, you got me. He can hurt me pretty badly.
So you're down?
No.
Oh, no, that was just a hit.
That was just a hit, but he can hurt me pretty badly.
Quit looking over the screen. It's there for a fucking reason.
Get into the screen. Not my fucking problem.
You're going to come in here and he's going to have 4 Rage of Demons, one's bought, and it's gonna be like a whole wall.
I mean, all he has to do is put like we all took Ice Step when we're put folders right here.
Hey, you know what? Just build a higher wall, Jeff. It'll solve all the problems.
I would start hiding the Oni from Rising Sun back there just to fuck with you.
12 from the sting.
The only sting I'm feeling is to our friendship, Jeffrey.
24 from the blood loss. Oh, I forgot. What was the second damage? Your hit point max is reduced.
Whew.
Well, two of them, guess it's a good thing you fucking forgot it. Let's go. Nope, that was 2 turns ago. He doesn't get to do that.
Is that necrotic?
Yes.
I have resistance to that. So it would have been halved.
It would have been.
It's too many numbers and too long ago.
So at this point, don't worry about it.
Too long ago.
It's not like we're recording this shit.
I think it was 14, so it would have been 7.
Look, no. The league has to agree for an instant replay. Okay.
What? So, okay.
12 damage, every other 24 from the bite. Am I reduced by 24?
You are reduced by 24.
Okay. I got to do some math now. So that's my new max. 24, but then I got to take 12 from that because that would take me down to that. So that's where I'm currently at. Okay. Got it.
Okay.
He hits me again, he will likely kill me outright. I'm just going to...
Outright.
Yes.
Lucas.
He's been doing, what, 30-some-odd damage? Okay. My new hit point max is 22. So if he does 22... No, he'd have to do... Yes, he would need
to do... We'll call it your max 44. Is reduced by 12. Because that would have been about half. I don't know. His.
Oh, I got you.
Lucas.
I know how my math works. Don't look at my math.
Oh, you're reducing mine?
So yeah. If he were able to do 32 damage to me again, he will kill me outright.
Fuck.
You didn't. I don't think he did that much. I can't remember what it was.
It won't. Don't worry
about
it.
You had 16 points. What's your maximum?
52.
It was more than 14. Because you were at full health, right?
Oh, I hit everything.
So it was 22 and 14? Wasn't that correct?
I mean, I don't know. But
that's fine. 12. You're reduced by 12.
Okay. Then, so this point. sorry, it's my turn, right?
Yep.
Jess was like a bitch.
You chose to wrestle the dogs.
Eldritch Blast.
Sir.
It's a natural 20 on the first hit.
I was the doggies. I was calling them.
And a 10 on the second hit. So the 10 won't hit, but the natural 20 will hit.
Big boom. Triple damage.
Big
boom. If this attack deals force damage or thunder damage, the target is pushed back 2d4 times 5. Feet. If it is large or smaller, taking 1d6 points of bludgeoning damage for every 5 feet traveled.
We've had that card before. It's a great card.
That is.
So, all right. So initially it's triple damage. So it's 3d10, right?
Yep.
This is the one I couldn't do math on last time.
No, you didn't have the pushback last time.
Yeah, we did.
Oh. No.
You got pushback once.
No. Five. Whatever he hit, got pushed back.
I'm only adding my radiant, my modifier once, right?
Right.
So 10 total.
Well, I might have been me.
I know you got pushed back once. You got thrown back on a crit fail. That's what it was.
No, 18, whatever we did.
18 force damage.
18 force damage.
Okay. And then I do what now? I roll
2d4. 2d4 times 5.
So 6.
Wait a minute. How much was the initial damage?
18. Force damage.
Now,
and then
30.
6 by 5, so 30.
66.
6d6. Using these bone dice. I like them. They roll pretty well.
Yes, they do.
You wonder why? He didn't buy them. Did anyone look at the dice? Do they have anything other than fives and sixes on them?
28?
No, it's not. 28.
38. 38? Shut the fuck up.
No, 26.
10. Oh, okay, sorry. He counted.
26. You're both wrong.
No, he's right. It's 38. 10.
22. Okay,
22.
25.
24.
26.
26, okay.
26.
26 more points of damage.
Yes.
He started adding things together, and I'm like, are you adding? Are you claiming? So...
If you were to go back into the fungus forest and find the body of this thing, you'd find it broken over multiple large
Zerkwood
shafts.
It gets pushed back. We all get opportunity attacks.
Oh, no. He's dead.
He did.
I still want an opportunity attack.
Go for it.
I want to wear its head like a hat.
I think it has to move with its own volition for that, actually, unfortunately.
Yes. Yeah. To get an opportunity attack.
Or an opportunity attack, yeah.
Oh, my God. Lucas was right on a rule.
But I exploded the fuck out of it, and that's fine by me.
Big boom. Thanks, Nord Games.
I really like that card.
Yeah. You can find their wonderful products at NordGamesLLC.com.
Okay, at this point, everybody else can make a perception check.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we look at the...
Troy failed his.
Oh,
nope. You get a card.
Can it just be my passive perception?
12.
10.
Okay.
12, 10, and he rolled a 1, so we don't notice it.
At this point... You see a form stand up from behind the Quaggoth and the Drow. It looks like they were protecting him. And you see a mic in it. An adult compared to Stool and Rumpadump.
Do those two look all fungusy?
Yes.
Hello there.
Fargus and Sereth are both still down. Stool and Rumpadump wake up and they are in pain.
I call out to our new friend. You're right there.
He waves.
Because he can't talk. I will walk closer so he can poof me.
Can you use them as like some sort of weird thing? Because that would be kind of creepy, but also thematically cool.
One of the spore servants goes, shakes his head no.
Damn it, Jeff. That would have been like, how fucking terrifying would that be if all of a sudden, like the fucking thing just puppet like just starts jabbering its jaw? You should not be here.
You sound like Dr. Zoidberg's older brother.
I will walk closer to the thing then, and so he can talk to me.
Okay, yeah. It will poof.
What are you going to do to get rid of necrotic damage?
Sleep.
Yeah.
Or restoration.
I'd say lesser restoration might do it.
No, yeah. It doesn't.
No?
I think you need greater.
Interesting.
Lesser's shitty.
Yes. It is. That's why it's a second level spell instead of a fifth.
Damn, Lester.
I have that written down as with the sword. Does the sword give me that to do?
What?
Lesser restoration?
Possibly. I'd have to look it up.
Okay. Because I looked it up and it didn't list it, but I had it written down. So.
You looked up what?
Dawnbringer.
Oh.
And it didn't have it. But I mean, who knows where that really is, the source of that comes from. But
yeah, I've got it here. I'll open it up for you. What's the range on the light?
Light?
It's bright light, 15-foot radius, a dim, another 15.
On your light? On the sword's light?
Yeah, on the sword.
Okay. As you start to approach the Myconid, he will back off.
He approached the Myconid.
I approach it.
Yes. Okay, well, he sees the sunlight, and he won't come anywhere near.
Do I realize that that's why he's sort of...
And you see Stool and Rumpet up trying to crawl away from it.
Oh, I will...
Oh, that's why they're in pain. Got it.
Yeah, I will pop the sword.
Okay. You hear a voice saying that it really doesn't want to be put away.
Oh, I still do it.
Aw, come on, man. Like, come on.
That's really Sereth and Fargus are still out.
What's that? I'm
Sereth and Fargus are still out.
Sereth and Fargus are still out.
Do I think I have 10 minutes till they wake up?
You don't know.
I kind of want to make a stick look like a wand and switch it out.
This is a gold wand with little...
Yeah, and I have a power where I can make metal into other metal.
Yeah, but you wouldn't.
True, you do.
Can you make shit into gold?
It can look like gold.
If he took gold coins.
Brass or gold coins, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that thing
could
has
also
some sort
just
of
stab
like
him.
Fear effect.
No.
Like I think it
it's
had
got
a,
an ability called it, drone.
It's got
this is the
presence.
Same thing that you guys had in Velkenvel.
Well, I knew it was the same creature, but I was
and there were drow falling unconscious.
I look in the direction of where it flew and kind of look at the Myconid. Having a bit of a bug problem, are we?
Once the light's out and everything like that, he'll come out. The spore servants flank him, and he'll poof you. And there have been more incursions lately.
Like what?
Demons.
Larger than these?
No. We've been able to handle what's come through so far.
What was up with the dog things?
They were working with the bigger one. Thank you for your help, by the way.
What's your name?
Lubamup.
Lubamup. Nice.
Did you make that up?
I didn't.
Is that from your subconscious?
Nope.
Yeah, because he's about to fuck us.
They do look like walking dicks.
You need to get yourself checked out.
Oh. All
right. Like, either... So, okay. So his sword is sunlight, which is different than the spell daylight, right?
Yes.
And sunlight is more like tough actin, tin actin in this little mushroom kingdom.
Even on the surface, as an herbalist, you would know that mushrooms don't grow in open sunlight.
I know, but would daylight wouldn't have the same effect?
No.
Curious.
I mean, think of it as direct sunlight versus the light coming in through a window.
Yeah.
Like, that is daylight.
So, where do you fall in the hierarchy of Neverlight Grove?
I'm a hunter.
Oh, what do you hunt?
Dead demons.
Oh, right. Well, do you need help hauling these bodies back?
That would be most appreciated.
Great. I appreciate hot meals. Think we could come to some kind of an arrangement? Or shelter. That's cool, too.
It's not subtle, this one.
I don't think you want what we eat.
Right. But do you have any of the things around that make what you eat? That we can eat? Okay, never mind. Let's just go.
You can try the dretch. I don't know that we can reanimate it.
Ew. I'm not eating any. I bit some weird things in the last game. I don't want to do that anymore.
Evil Morik probably wouldn't mind.
Shut the fuck up.
You've damaged the other one enough that I don't think we could put it back together either way.
It's fine. Let's,
demons don't have loot on them, right?
Not typically.
It's been a long route, and these pack animals could use a break.
Okay.
I don't remember what the pack animals were, but surely we have a pack Rothe. Animal. Is it Rothe?
He will lead you back to the Hunter's Mound.
We actually had an extra Rothe, so we could probably cook one.
If we have to, they may have... I mean, this man feeds us mushrooms all the time, so...
Yeah, do we want to eat mushrooms in front of the mushroom people?
Oh no!
We kind of have let's been. Let's eat Rothe. So.
Yeah, but little people like we're in mushroom society now. Like it's probably a little, you know, way more uncouth.
Let's just wait and see what they eat. Like they're clearly utilizing this stuff, so it's not like they see it as friendly.
They eat rot.
Right, but are they building their houses out of zirkwood?
Yes.
So why do they care if we eat it?
Oh, huh. Fair. I think we're all raising really philosophically interesting questions. About Myconids.
You guys are way more interested in the Myconid society than you have been anything else so far.
Well, like, I mean, an animated fungus is already super interesting.
This is the first time we've entered a city and something hasn't immediately tried to kill us.
Actually, they did.
That just happened.
It wasn't them.
No. The people that live in this city did not try and kill us. We literally walked into a fish city, which seemed really cool, and the first thing that somebody tried to do was stab us in the face.
True.
But thankfully, you became their god, so there's that.
Just its herald.
Yeah, the herald, exactly.
They had a bitchin' song.
It was okay.
Okay, you guys are brought back to the... You'll be taken down around the lake and over here to the far mound.
So each one of these mounds, then, is sort of like caste society, then?
Yes.
Okay. Do the hunters fall in the category, or in the hierarchy?
The different mounds are pretty equal. Each mound will have a master.
So it's not like Indian society where the castes sit above one another. These are symbiotic.
They're the sovereigns. Okay. They're the masters, and there is everybody else.
But the sovereigns aren't a caste. They aren't a mound.
No, they're
it's really just the two of them, right?
Yeah, there's two of them, which they will tell you is odd. Philo was the original sovereign here, and Basidia came along later. Normally, there's only one, but Philo brought her in and has the place has flourished with her working with Philo. It's been years.
There are boy and girl Myconids?
No. Oh, am I? Okay, no. Everything, I'm sorry, Jeff thinks of things in genders. And so I picture Philo as male. And
that is just another example of the patriarchy putting its gender biased. I'm disgusted with you.
Okay. Everything up until this point has referred to them gender neutrally.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they're all shaped like dicks.
Do you also need to get checked out?
Bobby, what does a mushroom look like to you?
There's been no slips. There's been no clue to anything else. I'm not dropping clues in the way I'm talking.
Okay.
Because the giant mushroom-loving crazy demon lady is...
But she's a demon. She's not a mushroom. She may be god of mushrooms.
Yes.
But, yes.
Yeah, the mushroom people lack the hubris that humans have by making all of our deities look like us.
They had a choice.
Except for, I guess, like Ganesh and stuff.
So we are, so the mounds are kind of all level and the sovereign sits above them then. Normally Uno.
Yes.
El Capitano. But we've got Duo Capitano here, which is unusual.
Yeah, but they will tell you that Basidia has been here working with Philo for a long time.
So this isn't like a new grown head or anything.
Nope.
Just an odd duality.
An odd duality.
Okay. And we, as outsiders, wouldn't know that that's odd.
No, but I think that they're generally discussing that.
When you guys came in, you and Stool and Rumpadump talked about their society. And this is the sort of thing that they would have told you.
Cool.
Normally we got one leader, we got two, okay.
Yeah, he mentioned Basidia and Philo.
Is Sereth and Fargus woke up yet?
Well, I assume so, unless we're dragging them.
Yeah, I mean, if you wake them up, they wake up. They're unconscious.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter at @rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You listen.